immigrants vow to send a message.
Really, to make the statement that this country without immigrants wouldn't run.
Choice for labor chief, back to his old job.
I believe that he made the right decision.
A push for change at the supermarket.
I think this will really help consumers know, when does that date matter?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, an early test of the opposition to President Trump's immigration policies is playing out today from coast to coast as immigrants are urged to take action by doing nothing, taking a day off. Here's CBS's Peter King.
From Austin to Boston, organizers are asking immigrants to shut down their businesses, walk off the job. They're asking other people to stay away from stores and restaurants.
We need to participate so the metrics will get through.
Chicago restaurant worker Lorena Garibay says being absent will show how critical immigrants are to the American way of life.
We actually do make a difference here.
Edgar Alvarez has a green card. He owns a taco stand in Pittsburgh and says the president seems to think immigrants come here to freeload.
We come here to work. We not come here just to feel like, oh, yeah, we are in the United States and, you know, we make dollars, whatever. No, we came to work.
He says many immigrant families now fear losing everything.
A Mexican woman who's concerned about her future in this country is making her case from inside a Denver church. CBS's Barry Peterson is there.
An emotional Janet Vizguera is fighting to stay in the United States.
Para mí es para toda la...
This is not just an attack on me. It's an attack on the entire immigrant community, she said, speaking from the church where she has taken refuge. Across town, protesters rallied in front of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement headquarters. Reverend Mike Moran says Vizguera is welcome to stay in his church as long as is necessary.
Deporting her to a country that she hasn't been in for 20 years, that punishment is obscene for the crime that was committed.
Well, she was convicted of using a fake Social Security number to keep working. Well, President Trump is in the market for a new nominee to be Secretary of Labor. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says his first choice, under fire all along from labor groups, has withdrawn his name.
Republican support for Andy Puzder's nomination eroded rapidly as a 1990 videotape surfaced showing his ex-wife on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She left him, alleging he beat her.
He vowed revenge. He said, I will see you in the gutter. This will never be over. You will pay for this.
Months later, Lisa Firestein recanted, saying her remarks were meant to increase her leverage in divorce court. But the damage was done. A number of Senate Republicans said they wouldn't vote for the Carl's Jr. and Hardee CEO, imperiling his nomination. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
This morning, in a string of tweets, President Trump targets leaks. He says the spotlight has been put on low-life leakers and says illegal classified leaking has been a big problem in Washington for years. It's all an apparent reference to what Mr. Trump blames for bringing down his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. CBS's Chip Reed at the Capitol.
Republicans want an investigation into the leaks coming from the intelligence community. But Democrats are much more concerned with what's contained in those leaks, and they want an investigation into the administration's ties to Russia.
Flynn's access to classified intelligence has now been suspended. The Wall Street Journal reports intelligence officials have withheld sensitive information from President Trump because of concerns it could be leaked or compromised. A White House official tells the paper there is nothing to believe that is accurate. The only person charged in connection with the 2015 San Bernardino terror attack goes to court today. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
During today's hearing, we expect Enrique Marquez to enter guilty pleas to a pair of charges, including supplying material support to terrorists. Marquez is not accused of being directly involved or even knowing in advance of the San Bernardino attack, but he is accused of buying the two assault weapons used in the attack that killed 14. He faces up to 25 years in prison.
The husband and wife attackers died in a gunfight with police. After weeks of speeches and TV and radio ads, the workforce has spoken at a Boeing plant in South Carolina. CBS's Jim Krasula.
It's a stinging defeat for organized labor. Nearly 75% of the 2,800 votes cast by production workers at the Boeing plant in North Charleston, South Carolina, opposed union representation. Mike Evans is with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers.
Obviously, the outcome is not what I was hoping for, but this is the labor movement. This is
wasn't easy.
President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit the plant Friday for the debut of Boeing's latest fuel-efficient mid-sized airplane.
Well, taking a good look at what you buy at the grocery store for important freshness dates can be frustrating. One item has a use-by date, the other says sell-by.
Sometimes I think it's slightly confusing. I would like if they would stick to one thing on every product.
Well, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says some groups have now joined together to push for simplicity.
The Grocery Manufacturers Association, the Food Marketing Institute, and the country's largest grocer, Walmart, are introducing a voluntary change, hoping supermarkets will stick to just two phrases. Use by for highly perishable products that could get you sick if you keep them around too long, and best if used by for food that might not taste as good or function as well beyond the specified date, but is still safe to consume.
Well, government scientists say last month was the third warmest January on record, and 2016 was the warmest year. CBS's Mark Phillips finds climate change evidence and a mystery at the bottom of the world.
The U.S. Antarctic Research Base at Palmer Station has been clinging to this rocky shore since the 1960s. Here because these guys are here, the Adelie species of penguin that has nested nearby in their tens of thousands. These are the penguins that were the model for the movie Happy Feet. They're apparently not so happy anymore.
We're counting the penguins every year.
They call Sean Farry the Birdman here. Lately, he's had a lot fewer birds to count.
These local islands where we've been censusing for, I guess, 43 years now have declined by about 85%.
85%?
The numbers on this island at their peak were almost 9,000, and this year it was about 1,200.
At first, it was thought that as the weather warmed here, the penguins might have moved further south, looking for the sea ice they need to hunt from. But they hadn't.
We do work other places down the peninsula looking for them.
We've been finding them.
Correct, not finding them.
Mark Phillips, CBS News, Antarctica.
A new study takes a closer look at the opioid abuse crisis.
Medical researchers have determined that long-term opioid abuse may depend on the physician who first prescribed the drug. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine tracked 375,000 Medicare patients treated in emergency rooms. The study finds that some ER doctors are more likely than others to prescribe opioids to treat pain in older people, and their patients are at greater risk of using powerful drugs over time than those who saw doctors who prescribed the drugs less frequently. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Well, someone pulled a fire alarm just before indicted former drug company exec Martin Shkreli gave a speech last night at Harvard. Shkreli drew outrage in 2015 for defending the huge price hike of a life-saving drug. Protesters interrupted him when the event finally began several times, then walked out. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.